back where it used to be. But there's more hate, more agitation, and it's all of the losers. Amen. Dissension is, you know, I said this morning, the Lord said a brother that walks disorderly, have no fellowship with him. No, not to even eat with him. Not count him as an enemy, but pray for him. But have no fellowship with him. The church has more fellowship with the devil today than they ever have. Some churches, I said this morning, Brother Billy alluded to it there in the service. Laodicean church. A church that says, I have everything, I don't need nothing. They don't even need God. And Christ is standing at the door knocking. Any man come in, open the door, I'll come in and sup with him. But we today need to quit being religious and be born again, be saved. Religion has ruined this country. Everybody's religious. To one extent or another, everybody is some type of religion. But the only religion that works is faith in Christ. Trusting him, giving all to him. I want to read the first few verses here, and we'll go a little further. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. For fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Father, we do thank you for this precious privilege. Thank you for these dear folks that have remained. And Lord, pray, dear God, you'll be glorified in all that's said or done. Lord, may they hear your word. May they understand your word, not mine. But Lord, we've come today in faith, asking you to be glorified in all that's said or done. Lord, help us now, and we'll praise you for all you do. For it's in Christ's name we ask. Amen. Worry leads to bad decisions. Sometimes we jump the gun when we're concerned about something so bad it worries us, and we make the wrong decision. Worry is seen on the face of those that worry. Hey, if you're in Christ, smile. Yes. Be happy. Amen? Amen. Happiness is one thing. As long as things go your way, you can be happy. But the joy of the Lord reaches down deep in the soul, and you can be joyous regardless. One of the greatest testimonies, I guess, that's ever been is a testimony like Job. Lost everything. Children, goods, homes, houses, land, what? It just everything was taken. And then he was sick on top of that. But he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's one of the greatest testimonies that can be, is when a person is going through all manner of trial, that they can say, praise God anyway. He's the answer to all of our trouble. Amen. Sometimes, now, we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, called according to his purpose. Sometimes they don't seem good. But Job suffered untold, that his friends might be made the better for it. So sometimes we suffer for the good of others, that they might be brought closer to the Lord. Know ye not the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? So here, there is a cure for worry. We will follow God's instructions. We will be all right. First verse, he said, don't worry. Quit fretting about everything. Change what you can and turn the other over to God. Do what's reasonable. Some years ago, I'm a VA patient, and some years ago, I was at VA in Lufkin, and I walked in, they wanted a chest x-ray. I said, okay. So then after the chest x-ray and the lab work, I was going to be out of town. We were in Rock of Ages ministry then, over, I don't remember where, Tennessee, I guess. Anyway, we got back, and I called for an appointment. I walked in the door, and they said, doctor ordered a chest x-ray. I said, do what? I just had one. He wants another one. Well, when he hung those two x-rays up on the thing, the viewer, this left lung was black from halfway down. You can see the other one, but this one was black. Both x-rays, probably 3 weeks apart. Dr. Eddings, he's dead now. But he told me, he said, well, it could be cancer, it could be this, could be that. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. The Lord's still on the throne. And whatever it is, the Lord will take care of it his way. I'm not going to worry about it. You see, sometimes we give him bad news. We'll worry and make ourselves sick over something that does not need worrying over. Forget it. Trust the Lord. Turn it over to him. I'm not talking about, Paul said they take their sin and turn it over to the Lord, and then they haul it back with a cart rope. No, leave it at the cross. Leave it at the feet of Christ. And then, verse 2, all things will be taken care of in the end. God's will is going to be done. He said it, and that's the way it's going to be. We just have to wait patiently for him. Wait patiently for him that we might gain the more through him. I've had three heart attacks. The first one they called the family in. That was 31 or 32 years ago. Called all the girls in, and he can't live. Well, I was in the hospital and lost about half my body weight. They weighed me in the sheet. But that was 32 years ago. 7 bypasses. Then, here, 94, had another one. They went in, put 5 stents in one artery. Just one thing after another. Why worry about it? What could I do about it? Not one single solitary thing. Just trust the Lord. 7 or 8 years ago, I had another one. And they life-flighted me to Tyler from home. You can't live. An ambulance trip would kill you. You know, they life-flighted me. Did emergency catheterization at midnight. Doctors said, that's all we can do for you. The arteries are so small, they're smaller than the smallest stent. What could I do about it? I said, thank you, Lord. I'll live until the Lord calls me home. Why worry about something you cannot control? And people make themselves really sick about doing that. But I'm still here, almost 81, and the Lord's been so good to me, and Twyla, she has trouble walking. We've been to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they've spent money, 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 money. And she's not the better for it. But we're going to call the doctor again and just some questions. We're not going to worry about it. We're going to do what's reasonable and let the rest go. Verse 3. Let me read that verse again. Trust in the Lord and do good. so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Amen. Things happen. But sometimes we're tried because of our faith or because of others. They want to see. That's where I had that last heart attack. One of the captains out there over the food service. When I went back in, he said, "Man, it's good to see you. I heard you were dead." Hey, the devil would like for you to be dead, I guess. But like Brother Billy said, the Lord don't want you lukewarm. He wants you on fire. He wants you a witness of Him. Put your trust in Jesus Christ, the one Lord and God. Verse 4. Delight thyself. Hey, you got to commit yourself. You got to turn it over to Him. Then you got to trust Him. And then commit yourself. Delight thyself in the Lord. He is your life if you've been saved. Verse 4 in 1 Colossians 3, 1, 2, 3. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. It's all going to be all right after a while. Some of it's hard to take. Understand? Almost not able to understand it. But God never made a mistake. So we go against His will, and we're in trouble. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. And there again, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We have to quit worrying. Trust in the Lord. Delight thyself in Him. Commit thy way unto Him, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. That's verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. It's hard sometimes, but through faith, we walk in faith, not in sight. We have to believe that all things are going to work to the glory of God, because He said they were. He said He'd not send His word out, but it'd do what He's committed it to do. His word goes out to the sinner. But the sinner has to claim the prize. Amen? You can't win unless you claim the winning. How do you claim the winning? Brother Billy covered it real well this morning. Admit who you are, what you are, before holy God with a sincere heart, broken heart, and a contrite spirit, realizing you can't save yourself. Trust Him with all your heart and your life, everything. We've got children that were raised in church. And as so many pastors today don't preach the word. So where do people gravitate to? That place that makes them feel good. Hey, the gospel don't make me feel so good sometimes. Amen. Sometimes it just cuts real deep. Amen. So I don't want to feel real good. Because when I feel real good, I know God's not working in my life. He rebukes every son He receiveth, chastises him. So we need to look in fear of God. Where's that thing Brother gave me this morning? That's like Brother Clayton. He's got amen, and applause and all that. But when you commit to the Lord, then you'll be able to trust Him. When He's the most important thing in your life, you will trust Him. I love my wife. But I have to leave her sometime and do what God's called me to do. Amen. God knows all about it. And she knows I'm going to try to do what's right before her and God. Go and preach the word. A lot of times I don't feel like going to prison. I'm tired. I'm old. I'm give out. Mentally tired, physically tired. But when I go, when I leave, I feel a lot better than I did when I got there. Amen. I know Brother Billy's the same way. Sometimes he don't want to fill the pulpit. The physical ailments and all that just takes you down. But when you do the will of God, you gain strength for it. Amen. Verse 7, rest in the salvation of Christ, in His perfect work. He didn't just partially pay our sin debt. He paid it in full. We are at liberty to worship a holy and a true God. We are able to come before this God through Christ Jesus the Lord, that we might pray, seek His face. Verse 8 and 9, put on the mind of Christ. Put on the mind of Christ. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I don't have strength anymore. I want to walk in the power of His might. Amen. If it wasn't for His power, I'd just have to lay down on the floor and give it up. Because I don't have it anymore. I can't, Billy said something that I'm saying forever. Lord, I can't do this. Lord, hide me. You take charge of the service. You do your will. But I want the Lord to be glorified. Don't worry. Trust, delight, commit. I have a young Hispanic boy out there at the prison. He is just as nice a guy as you ever met in your life. I don't know why he's there. Probably something to do with dope. But I've worked with him and worked with him. He just doesn't know how to trust. He doesn't know how to believe. That's what he tells me. But every once in a while he'll say, I got it. I got it. praise the Lord. Twyla, I've been asking her to pray for him. He's a delightful little guy to be around. He's not combative at all on any stretch of the imagination. Just real nice. But he still needs to be saved. He needs to know the love of Christ. He needs to trust. And the speech or the language barrier is somewhat of a thing, but I've had others to talk to him. So I believe the Lord's going to save him. I believe that. The Lord's going to save him and deliver him. And I want to close with this. Now, we talked about trust and wait and commit and all of that. Look at Psalm 27, if you have your Bible, the 14th verse. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Give Him glory and honor and praise. You know, he said, count it all joy for all things. And give thanks for all things. Some think I'm stupid or just out of my mind. I go to the prison, it's a long walk sometime. And I ask the Lord, do I have a parking place close? Amen. And when I get up there and I've got a parking place, I say, thank you, Lord. If I don't have a parking place, I'll thank you, Lord, anyway. Amen. We ought to give thanks for all things, realizing every good and perfect gift come down from Him. We wouldn't have anything. We wouldn't have air. We wouldn't have a heartbeat. We wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for the gift of God today. But by His mercy and by His grace, He saved those that are saved. And I'm so thankful that I can count myself as one of them. Not by any good thing I've done. Lord, I know. I don't know. I've asked the Lord time and again. Lord, if I were you, I'd have zapped me a long time ago. Amen. I love the Lord. And I don't see how He puts up with me. Amen. But I'm thankful He loves me. He loves me. Brother Billy, come up here and whatever you have.
Amen.
Pray for us.
Amen. Amen.
Bless your heart. Amen.
George, that's a blessing. Bible stirs.
It's already.
Stirs people's hearts, and it causes us to remember things and to